There is no gray.
You are in denial.
Just black and white.
Pain doesn't last forever. That's what pills are for and booze.
Get ready to leave the bullshit at the door.
I am gay. I'm a lesbian. I'm a homosexual gay lesbian.
This is the truth.
The whistle's got woo!
This is Dannyland.
Okay, here we go. Well, hello there. And how are you doing today? My name is Danny Trekolinski. This is Dannyland. Far better than anything you're going to hear on commercial radio, because everybody's... You know, the thing is, I've done commercial radio for well over 20 years. It's changed. They don't want people to be creative. They don't want people to say things that might be controversial. They don't want people to say the truth. They don't want people calling in, maybe disagreeing. And it's boring. I'll go back. Don't get me wrong. I will go back. But it's got to be under what I want to do. And I think that's what you want to hear. Coming to you from an undisclosed location in West Palm Beach, Florida. Can I bitch about something? Of course I can. Self-checkouts at grocery stores. Here's the thing. Let's just say you're at a grocery store. Okay, if you're buying a six-pack of beer, you know that you're going to set off that red light. And I've noticed that they've got the person in the store with the worst attitude working as the person that looks over the self-checkout machines or aisles. There's four, maybe six of them. And then they got that one person that sits by the... And they always walk over, and if your red light is on, they walk over, they do this, they go... Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, maybe I can solve this problem. If they see that you're 21 or at least, yeah, look, I'm 50, all right? No, I'm 51. I don't even know my age. You would think that there would be like, that guy there, I don't have to go to his, to swipe my card and hit my magic number. I could do it from my register. You think they would? Could somebody fix that, please? Now, let me address the lady that goes through the self-checkout with six items. There's nothing wrong with that. Except when it's all produce. Because then she's got to look them up. And then she's got to weigh them. And heaven forbid, it's like, is this kale? Is it root parsley? Is it ginger? Uh-oh, red light. There's nothing worse than being that person with the red light on. You're just standing there, looking around, waiting. It's almost like being pulled over. People, they stare, they point. They wonder, how'd that dumbass fuck up self-checkout? Let's start with it. You know what? Let's start with something good. Some good news. And this is great news. 35-year-old Florida woman, a Floridian, as they would say, named Jennifer Thomas. She went on a Tinder date. Tinder's an app. A stupid app you get on your phone, find out if you're compatible, like it. Okay. Anyhow, she went on a Tinder date with a 43-year-old named Rich O'Day. This happened back in July. And they decided, it wasn't going to work out. We'll just be friends. But on their date, Rich mentioned that his friend had been waiting 3 years for a new kidney. Then Jennifer's the one that's on the Tinder date, okay? She got tested, found out that she's a perfect match to this guy's friend. And now is donating one of her kidneys next Wednesday. Okay? So here's the whole group talking about what's going on.
Going on a Tinder date and maybe having a romantic relationship, that's great. I mean, that's wonderful, and a lot of people do that. But I gained something a lot better. All that happened was we had a conversation about it. He told me about her, and I wanted to do something. It feels incredible to be able to help.
One day, he gradually mentioned that there was someone who has come forward and would be tested. There really are people out there that do things for other people.
It's been a blessing and a miracle.
All right, we all agree that's a nice, warm, fuzzy story, but I got to be honest, that doesn't happen in my world. You know, first date, I'm not the guy that brings up acquaintances that have pending medical procedures. That's not part of the date conversation. It's not like, oh, well, by the way, my uncle's getting a colonoscopy tomorrow. Today's his prep day. I bet he's tired of getting up and sitting down. Hey, who says that? And the other thing is, you know, I got to be honest about, I don't hand out my internal organs like it's a Domino's coupon flyer that you get in the mail. Well, first of all, I don't think that you want any of mine. If I were an automobile, I would have been recalled by now. But still, again, in a very selfish, a very all about me type of society, a narcissistic society that I think that we have become, that's kind of a nice little story, huh? Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah, see, you can just hear the tone of my voice change. Let me try it again. Ellen DeGeneres. No, see, it doesn't work. She has Justin Bieber on her show all week, and yesterday she also had Seth Rogen on. And I guess this was supposed to be some problem because Seth was pretty anti-Justin last year. And this all started, I guess, around the time when Justin was arrested for DUI and speed racing in Miami. And Seth called him a piece of shit on Twitter. And I think that's pretty light. After that, interviewers would ask him about Justin, and Seth would, well, pretty much speak his mind. Well, apparently, this big feud, it bothers me that this is news. Apparently, everything is fine. This transpired on Ellen the other day. Here we go.
Now, I did not know this, but I was told that it turns out that you maybe and Bieber didn't have a friendship.
We had a beef, I guess you would say. I don't know if that's the words the kids use. It's not really a beef. I just called him some really mean things on social media for no real reason. Mm-hmm. And I'd only met him very briefly. It was really just something I can't tell you why I did it. I was inclined to do it in that moment. And then I did it. And...
Again, I mean, this is what people care about. And again, the popularity of Ellen's show, you can't deny it. It's huge. And then the thing is, the audience, they go nuts when she comes out and she dances like a white guy. Which she is, by the way. Look, I can't dance. You know, when I dance, it looks like I'm having a seizure. People are moving furniture out of the way. They want to put a spoon in my teeth. So where's my TV talk show, huh? And why are people... Here's the point. I'll make the point. Why are people afraid of what they say? Most people agree that Justin Bieber is an ass. Stay with it, all right? For instance, let me throw out three things I believe... And I will never apologize or take back. All right, number one. People in the South have worse teeth than people up North. Number two. Until Bruce Jenner has his penis removed, he's a man in a dress. And finally, number three. If you're on Martin Luther King Boulevard in any city in the country, you're in a bad neighborhood. Just the way it is. What do I say? Welcome to Reality City. I'm the mayor. All right. Jennifer Lawrence did she's on the cover of Vogue for December, did this interview. And she says that nobody asks her out. And she's lonely every Saturday night. I'm not making it up. Listen to this.
Here are some highlights from the interview. Apparently, not everyone is trying to date the actress. Lawrence tells the magazine that no one ever asks her out. She said that she's lonely every Saturday night.
Jennifer Lawrence, nobody believes you, okay? Look, Jennifer Lawrence could have one leg and still be getting calls for dates, besides Paul McCartney. I mean, let's put this in perspective about women, all right? And ladies, I don't mean any disrespect whatsoever. I'm just talking about the how barbaric and just gross and seething and wolf-like men are. A girl could have a flaming case of herpes, smoke like a chimney, be a single mom of five at the age of 26, and still have guys lining up to date her if she could tie a knot in a cherry stem. That's just the way it is. Jennifer Lawrence made $54 million last year, and she says she sits at home on a Saturday night. Look, I sit at home on a Saturday night. I made zero last year. Open invitation, Jennifer. More than welcome to come over and, you know, come to my house. We'll watch Marley and Me on the big screen. And you better be happy with an 18-pack of Natty Light, because that's about as good as it's going to get. Have you heard of the app called Yik Yak? See, I'm a tech freak. I never heard of this. Yik Yak is a social media app popular among college students. Basically, what happens is it provides a feed of anonymous comments from people that are physically around them, such as on the same college campus. By far, the most widely adopted anonymous location-based application at schools. Anyhow, bad news came from the Yik Yak app.
The so-called anonymous social media app Yik Yak is in the news again, surrounded by controversy over people using it to do awful things. Yik Yak is an app where you can keep your identity a secret from other users, and you can see everything written by people near your general location. You can think of it as a local message board where you don't know the names of who is posting.
Okay, that's pretty much what I said it was, but she explained it much better than I did. All right, here's where users of Yik Yak actually did a good... I mean, forget about the anonymity. It did not happen. Somebody that was yik-yakking got in trouble. Here's the details.
On Tuesday, students at the University of Missouri noticed hateful, racist threats of violence against black students and faculty posted on Yik Yak, warning people to not go to campus. If you've been following the news, you know that this adds to the racial tensions on campus, where students and faculty are protesting how the school is dealing with racism. Well, guess what? The university police arrested the suspect who posted those threats to Yik Yak.
Good. He belongs in jail. Coward. That's what I say. All right, let's just go back to the Yik Yak thing here, okay? So you make a comment, it shows up to people around you, but they don't know who you are, right? How is that different from flashing somebody in public? Yeah, follow me. Whoa, hey, you see that? I saw that. What was it? A penis. Who was it? I don't know. Yik Yak. I won't be downloading that. Oh, this is great. Comes from Florida, too. Lee County School District students who get hit or bullied and respond by hitting back could be suspended. It's a punishment that could be issued under the district's zero tolerance policy. Here's more.
Learned from talking with school board officials, this policy isn't intended to be fair. It's for the child's best interest. But if your kid gets pushed or hit, their reaction, well, it could draw a suspension.
If you were to get hit at school, what would you do?
I'd protect myself, like, just like my daddy taught me. Put the two sets up, you never know what's
going
to happen.
All right, what the hell's going on here, okay? You're basically denying human nature. Case in point, see? Yep. And here's another thing, okay? Never disagree with somebody without giving an example of how they're wrong. Otherwise, you're just being a jackass, all right? All right. Try this at the grocery store. Pick up a gourd. Crack it over the head of somebody nearby. And see if they run and find the produce manager, or if they try and suffocate you with one of those cellophane bags on a roll. Do you understand my point here? Yeah, if somebody hits you, you're gonna hit back. That's what you do. That's how you protect yourself, all right? You should don't punish the person that got hit. That's insane. Speaking of insane, we'll stay in Florida for this. Tampa. A 9-year-old Florida boy could face sexual harassment or harassment. Sexual harassment charges for writing a love note to a girl in his class. Obviously, his mother's, she's freaked out. Rightfully so.
He's 9. What little kid doesn't write love notes?
This mom says her son passed a very sweet note to his crush.
How she wears the same uniform and how her eyes sparkle like diamonds.
We're blurring this mom's face and her son's to protect his identity. But soon, she says other kids started teasing her son about wanting to see the little girl naked.
And that's when the principal proceeded to tell me that it wasn't appropriate, that he was writing the note, and that if she goes and he writes another note, then they're going to file sexual harassment charges on my 9-year-old.
Oh, where do I begin on this one, huh? You want to help me? First of all, no, I got it. I think I got it. First of all, this kid is more romantic than 90% of the husbands out there. Let's be honest, right? Kids are innocent. They mean no harm. It's us adults that fuck them up and make sure they have a good chance of appearing on the police blotter in the near future. Let's see, I gave someone a compliment, now I'm in trouble. Hey, no wonder people want to live deep within the woods with a bunch of beware of the dog signs nailed to trees. Maybe that's just me. Okay, that's all we got for Danny Land today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it, or I appreciate it. I am the we. Oh, guess what? The new computer came in yesterday. So give me by the end of the weekend, if everything works out great, next week we'll have live calls, we'll have guests. Oh, it's going to be seamless, trust me. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter. Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, C like in Charlie, Z like in Zebra, E-K. So it's Danny Check, but it's spelled the Polack way because I'm a Polack. On Facebook, it's Radio Danny, all right? Tell people about the podcast, too. That would make me so happy. Write comments, too. Comments are good. Gives me something to respond to. But most of all, thanks for your time, thanks for your ears, and thanks for listening to Danny Lynn.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!